You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Both of our real jobs got in the way today. I just got in here. He is still waiting to get his truck back. So it's going to be me here solo for a while. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're bringing you your sports your way every day. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower underscore 13. And at happy hour underscore SS. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. The website's 1700thechamp.com. He just texted me. He's two blocks away. He's hot footing it here on a hot day out there, but enjoy. Be safe. I had a couple of people today say, you know what you should say? Take care of your pets today. It's starting to get a lot warmer, so take care of your pets. We are a pet friendly show. We have today's Thursday, no Twins baseball. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins, Tigers, and then they're at Detroit. And then Monday, Tuesday, Twins, Braves. So stay tuned for all of that. As always, want to thank the sponsors of our show, Woodman Controls, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Northwest Bank. Want to thank Northwest Bank, closed on my home loan today. So very excited about that. I impressed with Colin and everybody else and the job they do and how easy it was. So have that all going for us. Now that our next step, we are going to do the same for Nana as well, because it has been so easy to do. Biggest sports story today, NBA draft. That's a big story. I think one of the bigger stories, and there's so many things going on. I mean, there's news everywhere, and everybody's up in arms about the submarine or whatever you want to call, looking down at the Titanic and all that messy stuff. We might be able to get into some of that today. But what happened yesterday and made for some interesting times, and I'm clicking on it here. You had Wake Forest getting upset last night, so going to a winner gets to go to the championship game, which is going to be exciting. So looking forward to that as well. Trying to click to see if I can get the... Trying to find my scoreboard here. Too many stuff going on. So Wake Forest and LSU will play again tonight at 6 o'clock. And it was, to be really honest, the game last night, it looked like Wake Forest knew that, hey, if we win, we're good, we get a day's rest. If we don't, they have to beat us again. And I think Wake Forest might have let down a little bit, and not a good thing to do with the LSU Tigers. There you are. Hey, I barely got here. I'm like, you're texting me, and I'm about ready to text you. Hey, you might need to start the show.
But I will say this. I forget sometimes as I'm listening to you, as I'm rolling up the road here. You have a very nice radio voice.
Thank you very much.
You sound very professional.
I get that with both of us. So, I mean, there you go.
But then you also get the, didn't think you'd look like that.
Yeah,
but
radio looks. We got that tackled.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Friday for a long Friday for us.
Yes. For
just to get back, because you just said that, having a radio voice. The person that saves us and gives us hope is Keith Murphy, has a radio voice and a TV face. And if that TV face can be on there, so can we.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I'm saying. I love you, Keith. You know that.
Oh,
my goodness. Take a breath.
I'm taking a breath.
We're good. All good.
Actually, I was going to say, it was weird. 235 was worse this time than 3580. 3580 is usually Thursdays and then Friday. I mean, it gets to be kind of a little bit of a nightmare, but I think everybody's in a better mood. They know they've got one more week, and then we have a holiday weekend after that.
We do. And just so everybody remembers, today's our last show until July 5th.
Wednesday the 5th.
Yep, we'll be in here Wednesday, Thursday with Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. Then I'll take Friday, and then we're back in the groove again. I know today that I got a phone call that our credentials have been sent to Newton. They did those today. So, and the radio show will be inside in air conditioning.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Did they use my name, or am I a plus one again?
Nope. They used your name. Do we have a key fob, dude.
Do we get to take Steve as our engineer?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I want to drive somebody's car. So either the KJJ. I want a 107.5 car.
You want to take
think that's going
to. You know what? It took me 2 years to get a key fob. Us taking a yes. company car, I don't think it's going to happen.
A champ car.
Yeah,
I don't know if that. I said, I think the biggest, some of the biggest stories, NBA draft tonight, Chris Paul, LSU beating Wake Forest last night. Yeah. I thought that was really cool. No, all my mentions today, everything is the submarine. And it didn't end well.
It did not end well. And it's been everywhere. And, to see the admiral or whatever it was from the Coast Guard, the guy that came up and said, and when he took a big breath, and I'm like, ooh, this didn't end well. Yeah. But you start hearing that there was a debris trail off the bow of the Titanic, that it was the cone, they identified it as. Then you hear the horrific afterthought, if you will, of people talking about what they went 2.5 miles to the bottom of the ocean in something with parts made from a dollar store.
Yes, and that is so. My workmate.
I mean, that was tongue in cheek. No offense to the dollar store, but I mean, it was pretty much okay. Blook, and you go down for 2.5 hours, and you get down there. You know what is it? Velma from Scooby Doo. You muddle around for a while until you run across your glasses. Oh, hey, there's a Titanic, and then you drop a weight and you bloop back up. No.
So my person that sits behind me,
a coworker, yes,
Matt is into this, and he's like, Gary, here's the deal. They went down.
What's the tragedy, underwater? Okay,
the underwater and the machinery.
Yeah,
he said. You were a mountain biker. They went down in something that you on your mountain bike that you had that you talk about all the time was probably more expensive than what they used to make the. I mean, here's a billionaire who cheaped his way out of to make this thing to go places that you're not supposed to go, and it was carbon fiber.
Right.
And once you hit that kind of pressure, it's like so. When they said that it imploded.
Right.
The minute it imploded, all at the depth they were at.
The second, I mean, the millisecond that it did.
Everybody was gone.
It was vaporized.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, I'm sure it'll be announced, the amount of pressure per square inch of what it was that, and it wasn't there's a crack, like in the movies. No, we've got a leak. You know, let's try to put a piece of gum up there. It was,
just gone.
It was tink, and y'all, and then just whoop, and it was done.
Done. Yeah, which is sad, and...
It's very sad, but I mean, I don't believe that there was prolonged suffering. It was instantaneous.
And it shows folks that no matter how much money you have or how much money it costs or anything, if it doesn't say, you know, it didn't even say on there, hey, if you have a heart condition or this, please don't ride this ride.
Right.
It was just like, hey, you just need to pay us the money and we'll go. I mean, that's, I don't think that was the smartest thing.
And it was, it's because it's 2.5 hours down. You rut around down there for a couple hours, and then it's 2.5 hours back up, so it's an 8-hour day. And their time constraints were daylight.
Right.
And when they didn't come back up within the time constraint when they were supposed to be back, that's weird. Yeah.
And nobody, no way.
No tether, no beacon, no communication.
Nothing. And there's no way, I mean, we don't have, from what happened and where they were, we don't have sonar that goes that deep into the ocean. You know why? Because never thought about it. Well, didn't think that we need it.
Okay. With that being said, it was explorers. I'm going to do something that only less than two handfuls of people on the face of the earth have seen, done, all these different things. we're going down this path of doing commercial exploration in space as well.
Right.
There's going to be an incident, just so you know.
I like all the NASA people being in charge of me because at least I know they went to school and they're all brilliant.
I'm different than you are because the private people doing this are spending the right money to do it, whereas a NASA,
right.
It's
the federal government.
No, who was the lowest bidder?
Right.
Yeah. No, I don't want the lowest bid. I want the most expensive guy that does the right thing.
Right. And you don't go, okay, here's our problem. We can either say we're done or we need to spend $150 million more on 10 bolts. And somebody in the room goes, well, how much can 10 bolts really do?
Right.
It's not worth that much money. Let's just go. that's government. You're probably
right. No, and it was.
So what you're saying is you trust Elon Musk more, and not Elon Musk, but SpaceX more, who are using like money, and NASA, who's not using money.
There is still a risk.
Because I do. I know, right. There's still a risk, but I trust those guys.
There's a risk, you and I driving from home to here. There's a risk for you just are kind of channeling the risk of going to space and some, much as you're channeling a risk if you're going to the bottom of the ocean. So all that means,
space is much better than the bottom of the ocean.
Okay. As there's a certain amount of people that have gone to the top of Mount Everest. What is also on the way up there? People who have died on the way up.
So a lot more than who have been up
exactly.
There.
If it was easy to do it and it was economical to do it and there was zero risk, we'd all be down going, there's a Titanic. There was risk to it, and I'm sure they were aware of it.
My biggest risk driving home is I use this as the bat cave, and I just think that I'm driving out and I'm getting on the road at high speed every night.
The on ramp?
Yeah, no, right here, right outside.
Yeah. Yeah,
thinking that there's not going to be traffic.
Right.
So it's 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it'd be a 33rd and a third because I guess traffic is coming from both.
I wondered why you always went no.
That's right.
You're running out of here. So.
I am. It's the thing. So Wake Forest LSU play again tonight, 6:00. Given some rest to the other squad, which is probably helpful to them. And man, that name just went right outside my head right there.
What's up?
Who beat Oral Roberts?
TCU. Yeah.
TCU. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I do dabble once in a while watching things.
I like it. So the draft is today.
Yes.
Another trade happened. An interesting trades happened today. You and I have talked before with the Golden State Warriors and Draymond and Jordan Poole and all of that. And I said the dynamic is that yes, because when it happened, it's hard to trade somebody like that during the year. But one of the two of those guys have to go because it's kind of splitting the team up.
Right.
And when you watch Jordan Poole play, you get that, ooh. And then you go, oh, that's why. Because, he can have a night where he can score 52, and then he can have a night where he has 52 turnovers.
Right.
And so when they were, I think when everybody sat down, Mike Dunleavy Jr. being one, who's the new general manager, and they said, in the next 3 years that we have of Steph and Clay, who gives us a better chance to win a championship, Jordan Poole or Draymond Green? That's a no-brainer, Scott.
Right.
Jordan Poole's never going to win you anything. And they also signed him to a four-year, $160 million contract. So it was so nice of the Washington Wizards to pick that up. They get Chris Paul. Steph needs to take a break. You can bring Chris Paul in. Steph Curry doesn't have to handle the ball all the time. Then you got to run with him without the ball in his hand, and he's going to catch and shoot. So a very interesting trade. The most interesting trade I thought of the day. And remember when we talked about Ja Morant and for the Memphis Grizzlies? What could the Memphis Grizzlies do to make that situation better? And you're like, who is a pro,
right,
who takes no guff from anybody, who gets in people's faces and makes them do what they need to do. I think the Boston Celtics, when they got Kristaps Porzingis, I think that makes them a way better team. And then they lost Marcus Smart, who I think makes them maybe a little bit less than what they were before because right. they don't have that dog
right.
on that team.
Exactly.
Ja Morant was having to be the dog. He had the other guy, and I can't remember they're gonna trade him or cut him, the one that yapped all the time but couldn't back up his play against the Lakers. It'll hit me here in a sec again. A lot of things went on in my brain today. But having Marcus Smart there, number one, Marcus Smart, when he first came in the league, got in trouble too. He did some things he wasn't supposed to do, talked out of sorts.
Right. Yeah.
He's a big brother that Ja can learn a lot from and be a lot better player with him there. I think that might help him.
I just hope Ja understands that. I'm scared Ja thinks that the world's against him and he's...
Well, I don't think Marcus Smart will be against him, but Marcus Smart will sit him down and go, I'm never going to be you. I'm never going to make this much money. Wise up. Because you know how fast you can lose this money? You can lose that money
I hope he has the ability to have that conversation.
God,
with him, but I just hope it's not the two of them going, well, dude, it's you and me against the world. They're all against us. No. I mean, it's and you can get that. Anyway, that's... Sorry. Didn't mean to be negative about it, but there's a lot of changes going on in the NBA, and it's hard to figure out which one's the
right
one.
It's going to be fun. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. B Styles coming in at 521 today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at @ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, and at @HappyHour_SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. No Twins baseball today. Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the Tigers. Monday, Tuesday against the Braves. I do have to have a little bit of breaking news that I just happened to hear from the boys today. Derek Hill, who graduated with my son, my oldest son, Zach, started in the outfield for the Nationals today. So that's kind of cool.
Okay, that is cool.
He's kind of been all over the place and kind of up and down and battling through some injuries and such. Great kid, great family. And
well, if he's Zach's age, man, he's gonna be getting up there too.
Yeah, I know it. It's old.
Love you, Zach.
27. He's 27. So exciting stuff. I said before we went on break, B Styles coming in here today at 5:21. And just to make sure everybody realizes for the next pretty much week and a half, we're gonna be off. I'm on vacation. Taking Nana and Jen and I. We're going to Greenville, Tennessee. So going down to see some family that we were out in California and had a great time. They live in Tennessee and can't wait.
How you feeling? Are you up for this? Feeling all right?
Yeah, feeling great.
Good.
Passed out of cardio rehab yesterday.
Good.
Punctuation
is best because what I thought I heard you say is I passed out at.
No, I passed out of.
Of. Okay.
Of,
okay. Sorry.
Not at.
Okay.
That'd have been bad.
That might be a red flag.
Yes. And went below my, got below even what they wanted me to go on my weight by a lot, actually. And feeling really good.
I love you, I'll say it out loud. Yesterday you went, I don't mind tying my shoes.
It's like, my God, that's easy. And the funny, my wife will attest, I get up early. I stay up late. It's crazy what happens when you get the right amount of oxygen going all the way through your body.
You
so very excited about that. But excited about getting back because we have a lot of stuff going on. With iCubs, baseball is going to be in the second half. We are that much closer to NFL. We have Iowa State Fair. We have Newton Speedway. We've got a bunch of stuff going on.
Good stuff. Absolutely. Yeah. I know. I was thinking about that the other day. I mean, we are right around the corner from 4th of July, and then you blink, and you blink, and we're at the Iowa State Fair.
Right, and you blink, and we're in college football, and that's awesome. I did not know Chris Stapleton was in town. He's live tonight.
Yes. We drove by yesterday at Wells Fargo Arena, and there was, seven, eight, nine Prevosts. I'm like, wow, they travel heavy.
Heavy.
It was a lot of buses.
Yes.
But that, it's just going to be massive production.
Oh, and he's, I told Sam, our marketing person that sits outside this door, she said she gets to go tonight. She goes, I'm not a country western, and I've never, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
No.
You'll love him.
He's a performer.
He's a performer. And I've got to see him once, missed the second. Sadly, we were sitting, getting ready, and we found out mid-show that my brother-in-law Aaron's mom or dad had passed away. And
yeah, you got to leave.
Yeah. So, but I've seen him once, and it was amazing. So,
yeah, I'm looking forward to going to see the.
I said dad. It was mom. Okay. Right. So I didn't want to get that right.
If
sorry.
Not, somebody's making a phone call right now.
Uncle Aaron, I apologize. It was a thing to do, and we all left so we could be there with Aaron and Kathy.
I'll tell you this: I heard a lot of great reviews out of the Doobie Brothers the other night too.
That is one of the best write ups, even though the 9 pages of the Des Moines Register that you get, I don't usually read, but it was just a really big picture of the Doobie Brothers. Wow. And
let me go ahead and check that off. That Des Moines Register will not be one of our sponsors evidently. So no, thanks.
Which is okay, because they don't give enough stuff to be able to help us anyway.
Gotcha.
Okay, so you got the first read.
I got the first read. Oh, we're going to do Northwest Bank.
Did you edit again?
Well, it's got a flow. Okay. I don't quite like it. But anyway, so it's Northwest Bank.
You need to redo them all.
Okay.
That's your job.
Okay, it's my job. I'll do my job. Commitment you can bank on. Take care of your personal business, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Go to nw.bank to take advantage of applying online for various types of loans, from vehicle loans to mortgages. It all starts there. On the website, you can visit their newsroom for all things Northwest Bank. You can view their Biz Buzz blog for their business insight. You can use the multiple banking tools to enhance your NW Bank experience. Once again, don't wait. Open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitments you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Just in some sad news, just because it seems like an ongoing process. Deion Sanders going in for surgery for tomorrow. He has a blood clot in his leg. He also
I thought they were taking toes.
Well, they're hoping that maybe they won't have to do that if they take care of the blood clot that is in his leg. But I mean, he's got football in less than 70 days. Maybe not even 30, 60. It's 70.
Right,
yeah.
But Deion's program is not just Deion.
No,
he has the right people in place to delegate, to elevate, all
but
that. So yes,
that you missed that part of him, but he'll come back better. I mean, that's just
right.
Him.
Well, and that I'm sure it's not some guy in a van figuring out I'll go ahead and take this out of you. But it's going to be, he's got the high end people doing the right things. Oh, but yeah. That is scary.
It is scary. Anytime you have a blood clot,
you move a blood clot around. That's scary. I wish him the best, because I mean, trust me, from our seats right now, we're gonna want Deion Sanders, because that's gonna be some talking points all this year.
Well, it's gonna be talking points, and he's the driving force of trying to help us as Big 12 shill. Sorry.
Yes, where we are.
I'm getting English lessons today.
We are
shills for the Big 12.
Right, exactly. So, promoters.
Yes, that helps us with Deion Sanders being at Colorado a lot. So, that part's going to be interesting.
I like the one that I saw, because I don't know what's going on if people, once they dig into it. But now they're talking the New York Jets for Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, I don't.
I you know, when they were talking Ezekiel Elliott to the Patriots. Are these guys doing their own self-promoting of, you, man, we could be something to fight? And they're like, I don't really think I need a running back, though, because, you know, what we need to do, Miami, I can do with Myles Gaskin. The Jets, I think they have a Breece Hall that was pretty much a standout until he got injured.
The reason that they had the issues they had towards the end of the season was they did not have Breece Hall. And that made the quarter, because nobody was complaining about their quarterbacks when Breece Hall was healthy.
Right.
Breece Hall wasn't there for three things, like passing, receiving, running, and he's an amazing, as Brock Purdy will tell you, amazing blocker.
Right.
So, yeah, that hurt a lot. Here's the crazy thing, too, right? You Aaron Rodgers has been perfect. I mean, he's been places. Him and Alan Lazard are buddies.
No, he's not perfect.
He's
been perfect. He thinks but you can't bring what works in the Midwest to New York because he's loving everybody, everything New York. You can't do that. You gotta pick a side.
You can't break out. You can't be an Islander and a Ranger. You can't be a Knicks and a Net. You can't be
a Yankee and a Met.
You can't be a Giant and a Jet. So,
well, I think we know where he's going to go on that one,
but
nice try. I understand.
Trying to get the NFL to take psychedelic drugs off the do not use probably didn't help his case today. That he's like, you know, I do these and what it has done for me in my process. And I'm like, okay, dude, the simple fact that you're talking about it on TV and on radio means that they've done more damage to you than you really actually No, because they're illegal.
Right, exactly.
So I thought that was very interesting today as well. So jumping into tonight, no surprise at pick number one. Victor Wembanyama is going.
I love that. Wembanyama.
Yep, he's going. He's going to be the number one pick. He deserves to be the number one pick. Here's a really funny thing that I seen a couple of these today about how his high end and his low end. Some of the people said his lower end would be a high caliber Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is a Hall of Fame basketball player.
Yeah.
If that's your low end, what I said is he is, how this is working through, he's like Yao Ming. Because you've never...
Okay.
When Yao Ming came, nobody ever seen a 7'6 guy could run up and down the floor, could shoot from the outside, and can pass the ball and dunk and rebound and do all that. He does all that. And people, they were on the radio today saying I listened to ESPN, CBS, everybody, just to see what they would say about it. And they said, well, you know, he's probably not going to score 20 points because it's going to take him a while to get there. But he's going to be a double-digit rebound guy. He has a really good chance of being a double-digit assist guy. And to be really truthful, since with the San Antonio Spurs, he's not going to play the five because they have a five.
Right.
He's going to play the four and the three. He has a chance to have 10 blocks a game. And I'm like, so you're picking on the kid and you're saying that he could average a triple-double just or a quadruple-double because he could score 10 points, have 10 rebounds, have 10 assists, and have 10 blocks. I would take that any day of the week.
To me, that seems like that's a win-win.
And I don't, you know, and everybody, well, he just hasn't played against men like the, and I'm like, yeah, he played against thug men that beat him up and pushed him around and made him bigger, faster, stronger.
Hasn't he been playing against more like Jokic type players for quite some time? His style seems to do okay.
Older gentlemen, they're like, well, he didn't have, you know, a great percentage on his 3-point shots. Well, he didn't have a very good basketball team either. And he led them to more wins than what people thought. I'm like, he's 7'4".
But I was going to say,
why do people think he can block so many shots? His wingspan is 8 feet. Yes. The basket's only 10.
Yeah.
And that's him standing. It's 8 feet.
Right.
So he has to have a vertical like you and I, and he can hang on the rim.
He doesn't even need a vertical. He just, there it is. There it is.
So I think that's the exciting part, right? The San Antonio Spurs, Greg Popovich, what can he do? I mean, if you're going to a place and you're not worried, you know, a lot of times somebody will go somewhere, right? We thought, well, if this guy in the NFL, it was like Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf went to the Chargers. The Chargers were a mess. Their whole team was a mess, and then he became a mess. And then they changed Justin Herbert, who was kind of a mess at Oregon. He goes to the Chargers, and it was a whole different atmosphere. Right. Did really well. Him going to that stable of a place, and I guarantee you that he walks into Greg Popovich's office, Greg Popovich isn't going, okay, here's the deal. For us to be successful, you got to average 20, 10, and 10. So let's go. He's not going to say that. He's going to go, you know what you're going to do? The minute you walk on the floor and these guys here see how hard you work, there's 10 wins. And then when they see how good a teammate you are, there's 5 more. And then when they see how easily you pass and get the ball to people, there's 5 more. You've just made us 20 wins better than we were last year, and you haven't even been on the floor yet. That's how he coaches. If he could go
like
there.
Like I said, the coaching carousel that has happened intrigues me considerably. Yeah. You know, you had a heck of a team in Memphis. And I don't know. I mean, Nurse going to the Sixers, I want to see if that works, if that's the right. Like I said, there's a lot of, I was surprised to see, I just went blank. Who went to San Antonio? Who went down to San Antonio, the coach?
Well, Popovich is the coach for San Antonio, but he's been there.
Right. Which one am I thinking? Houston?
Yeah. Yes, that was our guy that got in trouble, went to Houston.
Yes. In Houston. That was with Boston and then went down. Yes, that's the one.
His name's going to come into my head here in just a second. Houston had a team.
Is that Ime?
Yes.
Ime.
Yeah. Houston has a team. Has a team, Scott. And they didn't have Chet Holmgren last year, and they made the playoffs with a nobody coaching. And now they have what many people in the league consider to be the best coach in basketball going to that team. That is going to be that when you see me over Christmas this year, I'm going to have a Thunder something. I want to watch that team because I'm a huge Chet Holmgren fan too. So, and he didn't even get a play last year. So not only are you going to add a top 10 pick this year, you added the best coach, and, oh, yeah, by the way, you have a lottery pick that's coming to play his first games.
Spurs, Hornets, Trailblazers, Rockets, Pistons, Magic, Pacers, Wizards, Jazz, and Mavericks. That's your top 10, or your first 10, round one.
Mavericks have a really good chance of getting better really quick.
Oh, it's going to be interesting.
It is. Okay, so we got one more segment left. We're going to do a little potpourri because there's so many other things that are out there.
One more segment in this hour.
In this hour. Then we got two segments in the second, but we got B Styles in the middle, and that's going to be a lot of fun today. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Be right back. Happy Thursday, everybody. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _ 13, and at Happy Hour _SS. 1700thechamp.com is the website. And let's see. So, no Twins baseball on the radio today. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins, Tigers. Monday, Tuesday, Twins, Braves. Scott and I are out until July 5th after the show. So, look forward to us after the July 4th holiday.
Yes, we are not traveling together, but
we just have some time away.
There's nothing better than that. Sorry, I just had a pop on my phone. Rory got a hole in one.
Yeah, he did. That's his first one in his career on the PGA Tour.
Right. But that just, you're like, oh, that's so cool.
It is cool. I mean, it would be.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your read.
I would probably stop playing. I'm going to take the Iowa Cubs really quick for this one, if it'll pop up here.
Well, you know what tonight is?
Is Jurassic Ballpark.
You betcha.
It's going to be cool.
Animatronic dinosaurs, and it is. It's going to be quite
a deal. It is a huge deal. I would get there early if I was you. Friday night is Friday Night Fireworks. Saturday is Thomas Nicholas, who was Henry...
Roland Gardner from The Rookie.
The Rookie. And he just had some, he had like two or three games. He was up in Chicago too, a huge success up there. Sunday is Unity Point Baseball giveaway, and they are coming out as Demonios in their uniforms for
their,
that.
Their Latin uniforms,
yep,
yes.
On Sunday. So take advantage of the Iowa Cubs. It was so nice. I've never, it is so easy to go through three segments when Randy's in here. It's like, it's just.
I'm not going to lie. I start writing things down or filing in my head to, okay, I don't want to ask him, oh, who was on second base in 1976 in the third game of the, I mean, that's you. You're the stat right. guy. You like to talk about that. Remember that time? Remember that time in baseball?
Yes.
Where I like to be more situational with him.
Yes.
And how does Randy think is the way I approach it.
I love it.
Sorry, I wasn't downgrading the way you approach it, but.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Was you in here on time today?
No, well, no, but you like it when I'm here. I know that.
I do. I definitely do. And yes, I am a fanboy. I guarantee you that is true. True. Okay, so I wanted to just go through some potpourri because I had a bunch of just funny, out of the ordinary things that popped up on my phone today.
Real quick, before I forget about, you're a Justin Thomas fan from the golf.
Loved it.
And he was golfing with Wyndham Clark, who just won last week.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about this?
I just saw it.
So that JT had rolled up onto the green, approachable par four, and Wyndham Clark was going to chip on and said, hey, you need to have him mark his ball, you know, as I approach. He probably wouldn't have said that if he wouldn't have won last week. I mean, he would have more of his hat in his hand, whatever. And I guess there was hot mics around. And what was the phrase?
Just,
guy wins one blank in U.S. Open, and I have to mark it from 80 yards. And the article says, never change, JT, never change. But that is that it's, you know what? I guess I might try to walk with a little swagger, you know, if I did win one as well. We haven't heard from the golf pro. That won here a while back either.
No, not much,
I think that,
right?
That bubble burst.
Yeah. He did get a sponsorship with, what is that?
I don't know. It sounds like the train whistle at the Adventureland train.
He did get a Michelob Ultra sponsorship, which is kind of cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
somebody also, he should have taken the $75,000 somebody offered for his 7-iron too.
Yeah, exactly. okay, so a little potpourri, a little off the beaten path.
Right, sorry, go ahead.
Who you got?
Who I got?
In a UFC fight between Zuckerberg and Musk. So Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook or Elon Musk of Tesla and SpaceX.
In a UFC fight?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'd go Elon Musk all day long.
Yeah, I think, yeah, they're both nerdy dudes.
Well,
you would probably had the heck out of them a whole lot in their life.
No, I don't think that was even the issue of
did you not see Social Network?
Well, yeah. But that you watched it because Justin Timberlake was in there.
Well,
but
that's
anyway.
True.
But no, I think Elon Musk could take him.
Okay. You think
where would you go?
I would say, because I've seen Mark Zuckerberg at least work out. I haven't seen Elon Musk work out. I have no idea. I wish they'd just listen. I want them to beat the crap out of each other, but I don't want either one of them stopping doing what they're doing, because the only reason people don't like them is they didn't come up with the idea and make it work.
Right.
So people need to leave them alone.
Well, but you're not really a Facebook fan. You're more of a Twitter fan anyway. So
yeah.
You would go Elon Musk.
I would. Yeah. Because I like Elon Musk more than I like Mark Zuckerberg. The next time the Phoenix Suns have a first round pick of their own, 2031. That's called winning now and not worrying about the future. That they do not have a pick again until 2031.
From all the trades that went on the last couple of days, right?
Yep. And last year and today.
And it's interesting because obviously I always talk about what I overhear with the, because I've got a big flurry of NBA fans at my day job, if you will. And the opinion was Phoenix is screwed. Yeah. I mean, that this is.
You can't.
Yeah.
Do they have three really good players? Yeah, absolutely they do. Can you win in the NBA? I think it's been proven that you can't. It hasn't been proven that you can. It's been proven. Now, if you get some elderly guys that go there,
right.
that isn't costing you any money and stuff, then maybe you they're going to be fun to watch when they're healthy and when they're on the floor. I think we can agree on that. It is. I found this one. I'm going to hold that because then when we talk about the NBA, this has been a bad day for LSU. LSU basketball today had to vacate wins and are on probation. The football team had to vacate 37 football wins under Les Miles because of infractions. And because they took those 37 wins away, Les Miles is no longer eligible to be in the College Football Hall of Fame because they took that many wins away. And LSU, with all the money in the world, still cheats at everything they do. So that's too bad. It's too bad for the kids. I mean, that's the kids. The kids aren't the one doing the cheating. It's the adults.
Right. I don't know. The whole vacating thing. It sounds like the only person it's hurting is the coach, so he can't be in the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. Did they have to give the money back?
No.
Coaching?
They didn't have to give the trophy back? No.
Do they go back to all the history books and then they changed it?
No.
No. They just
don't get scholarships and it punishes the kids that are currently there. And on top of that, if you listen to the coaches today, we had a new one today. So, I mean, I'm glad somebody else came out today to be there for the student athletes.
Who's that?
Brian Kelly saying, oh yeah, we need to go to Congress because we can't have this with all these kids. Brian Kelly, you just left all your kids in Notre Dame and went to LSU for more money. Shut.
Haven't he done that more than once?
Up. Every time he's gone.
Right.
But that's okay.
You know what the worst part is? The fake Southern accent that he uses.
It's easy for you to say.
I almost got beeped there for what came out of my mouth.
Almost thought,
but no, it just, I know, I agree with you.
I can't reach the button.
You are exactly saying it correctly. For the we need to watch what these kids do because of the decisions they make on this, and there's no repercussions.
Or you.
For them to jump as coaches for more money.
He had 14 kids in South Bend on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They went home on Sunday. I don't think all of them signed, but at least half of them did. On Wednesday, he had already been to LSU, already came back, already accepted the job, already told Notre Dame. In that time frame, Scott, that stuff doesn't happen in 3 days. That's no, them. No. Somebody been talking to him for a month.
Long,
that and that's yeah. the kind of thing that we have to. And you have these people that just keep backing these guys and backing these guys. It's the student athletes. It's the student athletes. It's the student athletes.
Right.
No, it's not.
No.
It's the universities who have no idea in the world what to do if they don't have this money that's coming in from their sports and all the things.
Right.
It's money that they never dreamt that they would have, and they can't let it go.
You and I go down this path. To me, it's and we both agree upon this. Okay, if the NIL deal is set and the kid goes and commits, but he doesn't get the playing time or the deal isn't going the way he wants, then he can pick up and go to a better deal.
Right.
To me, that goes back to the, you know what, you're going to sit out a year. You're not. This isn't about your college education. This is about you, your money. You're leaving the program.
If it's the student athlete related,
right?
I absolutely agree.
If the coach for any of these kids, if the coach that recruited you, he pulls up and goes to a different job for more money, then it's you can do what you want.
Yep.
You can change and move right now.
Open range. I love it. And these kids will learn that they can still get NIL money somewhere else, but you have to be able to trust the person that's bringing you in, and that's going to help, especially our two teams in this state.
Yeah.
So
yeah. No, I agree.
I like that part. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Be right back. Bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. As always, you can check us out on Twitter at @ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, and at @HappyHour_SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Website 1700thechamp.com. I will have Wednesday and Thursday shows up tonight when I get home. Minnesota Twins, nothing tonight. And then you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they play the Tigers. And Monday, Tuesday, the Braves. You can catch all those games this week right here live on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Scott and I will be out after today until July 5th. We come back on that Wednesday.
Yes, we do.
Ready to go. So looking forward to that. And you have the next read.
The next read. You did iCubs.
I did iCubs. So that you did Northwest Bank.
I am going to do Heritage Building Maintenance.
There you go.
Heritage Building Maintenance provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout Central Iowa. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide a first line of defense in proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, provide peace of mind, and protecting our future by being certified partners in science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com, so that's heritagebuilding.com, to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
There you go.
So it's been a while since you had B-Styles on.
He was on last week with us.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's right. You invite friends over when I'm not around. That's what you do, isn't it?
I did. Well, he's usually a Friday guy, but we had him. I thought we had him. You were gone one of the Thursdays that I had him on, too, when I was out on a Friday.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, right. Yeah. It's, right. it's
I'm,
be,
I'm looking forward to it.
I am, too.
Just ask a simple question and give him a segment.
Let him go. I love it. I thought some of these were cool. Who would you start, bench, and cut? You ready?
Yep.
Three quarterbacks. Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert.
Start, bench, cut. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields. Who?
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert. I would start Trevor Lawrence. I would bench Justin Herbert and cut.
I'm with you. I'm the same. I still think Justin Fields could be a really good quarterback.
I think so, too.
I just don't know if he can be a really good quarterback in Chicago.
Okay, last year I think he really, really wanted to win so much that he overdid it, and that's what got him hurt. Yeah.
And he didn't have as much talent. They've really upgraded their talent.
Did you see the article? I thought you'd get a kick out of this. The article, if it was ESPN or CBS or whoever it was, but the only person that they say, the only person that can unthrone Patrick Mahomes is Lamar Jackson.
I think that's true.
With the right
based on
pieces in place?
Talent.
Okay.
I still think that the Cincinnati Bengals, not sure how much I'm in love with Zach Taylor, and they still have to get over being the Bengals. And at points and times during the season, they do that.
I like Lamar Jackson as well from that standpoint of being better than, you know, the person that could dethrone, you know. But Patrick Mahomes has something that we all acknowledge, and that's Andy Reid.
He does have Andy Reid, and Andy Reid has that one thing that we'll all acknowledge, that he has Patrick Mahomes. That's a marriage made.
Right.
And the only thing that I can see that has that same type of marriage qualities is Trevor Lawrence. I think that's the team, if their defense plays a little bit better, that could beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Because Trevor Lawrence can do some of those things that Patrick Mahomes can do, and he's bigger, faster, and stronger.
I don't mean to be so onto the Trevor Lawrence bandwagon, but for what he did without, I mean, he did very well without, he had a $100 meal with a $5 bill in his pocket. Yeah. I mean, he overachieved to start putting the pieces into place and what they got in the draft and things like this. Man, I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen.
He's
in
just
Jacksonville.
He didn't win his first year. It was freaking Urban Meyer.
Right. That was.
He could have had a better chance winning if we were the two coaches for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
There was,
because we would have been rocking it.
Because I mean, you look at that division. AFC South, Jacksonville, Indianapolis, the Texans, and the Titans.
Right. Texans, Titans, and the Colts, all of them could be under four wins. I think the Titans, I'm not, listen,
I think Ryan Tannehill. Obviously, I think the Jags run away with that division.
Yeah, Ryan Tannehill is not a good enough quarterback. with Derrick Henry, which doesn't work in the NFL anymore, and without Derrick Henry, because I just he's irrelevant. Even if he gets 1,700 yards, they can't win big games. It's not that type of league anymore, and you can't trust Ryan Tannehill. And I feel bad. I feel bad for Coach Vrabel because I like him. I especially like him because he's not a Patriot anymore. I like that he's with the Titans. Right. So
well, no, I, yeah, he's like a Dan Campbell. It's they're fun to watch. But God, this is to start looking at this and to start salivating, if you will. I mean, the Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers. I mean, you're like, well, obviously the bottom of that is going to be the Steelers.
See, I don't.
They're
I,
never the bottom.
No, they're
their coach is too good.
They weren't 17 games. They were 8-9 or 9-8. They were 9-8. I think they're going to be 11-6. It's not the same defense. And if they get two injuries, they're done.
Right.
And that's a lot of people saying that Kenny Pickett is going to be a great quarterback. And I have no idea if Kenny Pickett can be a great quarterback.
So, I mean, to look at that, to go, okay, if I say the Ravens, the Bengals, the Browns, the Steelers, if the Browns win the division, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I wouldn't either.
I also look at it. If the Bengals run away with the division, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, here would be the thing. Here would be the thing that would surprise me the most going into this year. And this is me being a little bit of a homer. If the halfway through the season, the headline is Todd Molken, college coach, not ready for prime time, then the Baltimore Ravens aren't going to be very good. If halfway through the season, Todd Molken, can you believe what he's done in this offense and not all the pressure on Lamar Jackson, they could win the Super Bowl. I mean, that then I don't think there's an in-between. So it depends on everything because they were so predictable and he was running for his life. They never had quick reads. Right. They never changed plays at the line of scrimmage. It was really bad. So it's going to be exciting to see. I mean, I think, listen, if you could tell me right now the Miami Dolphins are going to get 14 games out of Tua, I say that Miami Dolphins have a really good chance of going to the Super Bowl because I think their defense is good and I think their offense with a healthy Tua flicking the ball around is really, really good. And that's I don't care if they get Dalvin Cook.
Well, and I don't either. And here's the thing. With that team, the Dolphins, it's their – He needs to throw 6 to 10 yards and then let the talent do what it does. But that's where kind of the league is where these – I mean
– Kansas City doesn't throw the ball deep.
No. Cooper Kupp season when he was Cooper Kupp.
Right.
It was – I mean, he got the bejesus knocked out of him, but it was 7 yards.
And he'd break a tackle.
Simple passes that could be made, 7 yards, and he would get another 20 after. It was the yards after the catch, the yak. I mean, it was – that type of stuff. But I mean, again, to look at the AFC East for that matter, you got everybody still says the Bills. The Bills are the one to beat in that division. But it's not the Patriots. We know that. But I don't think the Patriots are just going to be a punching bag.
They're going to be 9-8 or 8-9. I really do. He's going to win games that he shouldn't win. He's going to lose games because they don't have talent.
Miami should be a good team with all the weapons that they're putting together. I like their coaching, I like everything about what they're putting together. Tua scares the bejesus out of me. He's bubble wrap.
And psychedelically, the Jets are.
And
who knows what the Jets
how
are?
How can you
be?
Not like sitting where we are in this area? We're in Iowa for Pete's sakes. Knowing that you got Breece Hall, you've got Alan Lazard. I mean, I know we joke about how many Packers are on the team, which I don't think it's not like they came off of their fifth Super Bowl in a row when they came. No. But still, we've got talent on the Jets. Let's make Aaron comfortable and give him more what he wants. But good Lord, have you seen the pictures of the offseason of Alan Lazard? He's shredded.
Oh yeah.
I mean he looks
like he's having fun for once.
Oh yeah.
Because he's not in Green Bay.
Right. But I mean it's the Jets should be a powerhouse.
Right. And here's
but is it asking too much of an untested formula?
No, because here's why I love this. Because now this is what Robert Saleh gets to do. That is an incredible defense. It's the same type of defense that San Francisco right now, but Robert Saleh couldn't unleash it because he was worrying about the other side of the ball.
Well, okay, all right, defense, great. You got the ball back. Now what am I going to do?
Right. Now he has Aaron Rodgers. You give Aaron Rodgers, you get three turnovers a game, and you give him three extra possessions, he's winning most of those games.
Would you put $10 on Aaron Rodgers to be the MVP this year?
See, the thing is I don't think he'll have the stats to be the MVP, but I think he could get the MVP because of number of wins.
I don't think that. There you go. It's if he doesn't have to have the best stats, but he has the consistency stats to get them where they need to be, whether it to the Super Bowl or I don't think they're going to win.
Lamar Jackson wins 12 games this year. Lamar Jackson should be the MVP,
but he won't be. But he won't be.
No.
If they lose first round in the playoffs, then he won't be.
No.
But I don't know. You think, oh, okay, AFC East, they're the powerhouse, but then you look, oh crap, AFC West, Chiefs, Broncos. I mean, did the Broncos do the right things? Do they have the right coach?
Well, they have a coach. Now, here's the deal. Deshaun Payton, after a year, one of two things is going to happen with Denver, too. It's funny how all these teams are one of two things. The one thing is Sean Payton's still going to be there the year after, but is Russell Wilson.
Right.
Because Sean Payton, if he can't get him to do the things he needs him to do,
he gone.
His stuff doesn't work, and Sean Payton's making more money than Russell Wilson is.
Right.
So
right,
he's probably not making more money, but you know what I mean. It's they brought him in for a reason because he's won Super Bowls. Russell Wilson's won one and with a great defense.
Has the Chargers opportunity passed?
Until they get a new coach, they're done. I have no trust. The minute that an NFL coach goes for 4th and 5 on his own 25-yard line, I don't care if he does it in a preseason game. He's done. It's just you lose a team when you do stuff like that. Nobody on that team, especially a quarterback that you're probably getting ready. And here's the thing. I think Justin Herbert is going to make more money than Joe Burrow because I think Justin Herbert has a higher upside than Joe Burrow. You can't have a $200 million quarterback and a 10-cent coach.
Right.
So, no, I think that's going to be another weak point.
You don't put wagon wheels on a Ferrari.
And I don't think he gets another shot. If they don't win that division, I don't think he's the coach there the following year.
Looking through.
And they're going to kick themselves because they didn't get in the Sean Payton thing before and letting him go to Denver.
The one that I think is easy money when we've had these conversations, and even as I look at it, to me, I'm comfortable doing this, to put money on the Lions to win the NFC North.
Yeah, I depending on how they were maligned with the people they took in the draft, I like the people they took in the draft. If all those things work out, and now they have two running backs, and Jack Campbell solidifies that middle of that defense where they had problems, that's a really good football team. And they get Jameson Williams back after, and he still has a chance of getting his six games reduced down. He really does.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't betting on football or that. He was betting on, he was either betting on fantasy baseball or something else. He has a shot at getting that down. I think besides Jalen Waddle, Jameson Williams it's either Jameson Williams or Jameson Williams' son, whichever one it is, but the wide receiver for Detroit who was hurt, who was another Alabama guy. I think he might be the best wide receiver in football if he gets his chance. And I think Jalen Waddle is right there with him. And the only thing that I feel bad for Jalen Waddle is he needs someone to help him, and Tyreek Hill's not that dude.
Right.
I mean, I love Tyreek Hill for what he gives you on yards after catch and stuff, but to be a leader in the locker room, to be any of that, Tyreek Hill's none of that. I mean, that's the reason he's not in Kansas City, because Patrick Mahomes said, listen, I get enough of Tyreek Hill. I have him at home with my brother. I don't need him on my football team.
Right. I agree with that.
He said,
I agree with that.
He told Andy Reid and he told Brass, I will get you more passing yards without him than with him.
Right. And they did.
And they did it.
Well, and see the Tyreek Hill.
But he's great for you because it makes Jalen Waddle open all the time.
It does, and that's why we're doing. But it also now is the Tyreek that we were afraid of starting to bubble up. He just had assault charges,
and he had one, and that he got out of because they said, okay, we don't have evidence of that. Which popped in another one, which they do have evidence for.
Exactly.
He's just. I mean, that was the first time. It was one of my first conversations I had with Mitch Holtis, and man, we're trying to get Mitch Holtis back. since we are a Kansas City Chief affiliate, by the way. And that was his thing. Love the kid. Fun to talk to. The minute he walks out the door, it's a crapshoot.
Right.
You got a 50-50 chance he comes back in the next day.
Right.
Man, that's a
the
lot
best
of,
stats do not make
of,
you a role model.
A lot of money to give a guy that you're right. not sure when he walks out the door that he's got right. a 50-50 chance yeah, of coming back in.
I know.
And or having a video out doing something in family that you can't do. You know, you're just worrying about stuff like that. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to have that. And I guarantee you Patrick Mahomes is with his brother and everything going on. He's like, hey, I don't got his back. I tried. I did everything I could do. That's him.
Right.
He's on his own. So that's the tough part in all this. But I agree with everything that everybody's saying. Until somebody shows on a Sunday in the playoffs that you can beat Patrick Mahomes to get to the Super Bowl. Now, he did. They say, well, he lost to New England one time on a really iffy offside call. The New England Patriots got to go to that Super Bowl instead of Patrick Mahomes. Or he'd have been in all those. Has he won them all? No, but he's gotten his team there, and that's what matters. He is the combination of the two make it even greater, but even without Andy Reid, he would be an amazing quarterback. I mean, the things he did at Texas Tech with our dude that kicked back from the Cardinals that's no longer the Kingsbury.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Went
that
to
he
Thailand.
Did that. Yeah, my goodness. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Scott and I and B Styles coming up. NBA Draft Talk. B Styles is amazing on this. See you then. Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook at 1700 The Champ. No Twins tonight. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're in Detroit against the Tigers. Monday, Tuesday against the Braves. And we are going to jump in right away because we've got a lot to talk about. We have Brendan Styles coming in. He is at the B Styles on Twitter. B, how you doing, brother?
Doing good. Just preparing for all the Swifties to invade Minneapolis here this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
I forgot about that. Nice.
There you go. I like it.
Nice.
I do not have tickets because those are about four figures, was the cheapest I could find. But it's one of those things. I do know that there's going to be a lot of people that are here in the Twin Cities this weekend for that. And also with Pride going on this weekend as well. So there's going to be a lot going on around here over the next few days.
Gary and I have a mutual friend, a lawyer friend of ours, who is in his 40s, and they got tickets mm-hmm. for the Swift, and it was upwards of $2,500 bucks a piece.
I totally
good.
Believe it.
I'm good too. I am good too. All right, so a lot that we've been talking about today, NBA draft. I know that you want to talk about that too. You think there's a shot Chris Murray goes to the Kings? What's your percentage, do you think?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I actually threw a question out there on Twitter this morning. I simply put, okay, is he going to be drafted by the Kings or drafted by somebody besides the Kings? My hunch is he probably goes somewhere either late teens, early 20s, which Sacramento picks 24th. There's a possibility he could end up there. I don't know if they would need him simply because they have Keegan. And I don't know if Chris would be bringing much of a different skill set from what Keegan already provides Sacramento. But I do think that Chris could potentially go before 24. I know Golden State is a team that's been talked about at 19. I've
love
seen them
that.
Mention Miami is the pick before at 18. I could possibly see him ending up there. And being a part of that culture, I've seen as high as 15 to Atlanta. I've seen as low as like, I think 29 to Indiana. So I think he's definitely going to be in the second half of that first round range, which, hey, you know what? That guarantees him a contract at least. So that would, at the very least, is something you got to be excited about if you're Chris. And I think it would be interesting to see him on a different team just in the sense of then you get that matchup at least twice a year where they're going to, the two of them are going to go head to head.
I like that too. I like that part of it. You know, one of the biggest question mark in this draft is, do you take Brandon Miller, who's 6'9", 6'10", still growing, or do you take Scoot Henderson, who's a 6'2", 6'3", point guard? I usually take the other. I mean, I'm like, I'm going to take height and athletic ability over 6'2", but man, Scoot Henderson's not a bad player.
If I'm the Charlotte Hornets, I'm taking Scoot Henderson with that second pick, and I'm very aware of the fact that LaMelo Ball's already there. I would rather have two point guards than you have one guy. Like, think about it. If they drafted Scoot, they could be in a position where they can have him or LaMelo or both of them on the floor at all times.
Right.
And you know that you're getting something at that point, at the point guard spot, and that helps the rest of your team. Drafting Brandon Miller, yeah, okay, they maybe could use a wing, but I'm not sold on him as the second pick, you know.
And I'm not sold on his integrity either, so there you go.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, too, is as far as I know, Scoot doesn't have any of that kind of baggage
right.
to his name.
I agree with that.
So I don't know why Charlotte would want to roll the dice on that. And the other thing to think about, too, is it would make more sense if Scoot goes to Charlotte, because then at three, you got Portland. Maybe they could use a guy like Brandon Miller, and that provides Dame with a wing that he can work with.
It's going to be interesting, you know, just to jump off the draft for a second. Mm-hmm. Kristaps Porzingis, however you want to say it, going to the Celtics,
Porzingis, yep.
But they lose Marcus Smart. Is that it's negated win, or is it a win-win? What do you think about that one?
I think they take a step back defensively. But in terms of what you're – Porzingis has been a consistent player, and that goes all the way back to even when he was with the Knicks. So if you're getting that sort of consistency, which is what I think Boston needs, because they need to have somebody who can come in when they don't have Tatum or Jaylen Brown on the floor, and you could get – you know, I know Porzingis is averaging 20 and 10, but maybe you get like 15 and 5 or 15 and 6 or something like that. And complimenting those two guys, that could be enough to maybe put the Celtics in a position where they could finally get over the top. Losing Marcus Smart for sure would hurt, but there's no reason to think that they can't go and get another point guard that can provide them some depth and that can play alongside both Brown and Tatum.
Are you in on the Celtics giving Jaylen Brown all that money?
I almost feel like they have to.
Yeah,
because if they don't, then, okay, yes, you're saying that Jason Tatum's your guy, which he could still be your guy regardless, but you need to have more than just one guy in order to win. If it's something where they let Jaylen Brown walk and now suddenly Porzingis has to be the second most valuable guy on the team, then I think that would actually make Boston worse.
If you were a Golden State fan right now and you're like, mm-hmm. okay, my team – just got rid of Jordan Poole, but brought in Chris Paul. Would you be happy, even, or sad?
I would be like, you got one more ride left.
Yep.
And it's called, let's try to get Chris Paul a ring, because that's really what they're banking on here at this point. They're sacrificing their future for the short term.
That was a bad contract for Jordan Poole, though. I mean, you get rid of that money, which is kind of cool. And the interesting...
But I just think that it's one of those things. I don't know how Chris Paul fits in with what Golden State wants to do, because they've always been a team that's gone up and down the floor. He kind of is the guy that's going to slow it down.
Kyle Kuzma is a free agent. I thought mm-hmm. the Golden State Warriors, boy, he would look good there.
Well, I'm surprised that the Wizards didn't include him in the trade.
Yeah, that's
they were going
to
do that.
That's what I thought too. And the fact that they were so easy to buy him out and let him be an unrestricted free agent was kind of surprising on some of these. But the NBA, it's tough. And some of these guys, if they would learn, and a lot of these guys are losing money because they just don't understand socially, they can't do whatever they want and expect to get paid big bucks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're seeing it right now with both Ja Morant and Zion Williamson, and there's talks about what the Pelicans might do tonight, and that's one of the things I'm going to be interested to see, because they're a team that's been eyeing Scoot Henderson potentially, and it might require having to trade somebody like Zion in order to move up to three or even two to get him.
Scott and I disagreed a little bit today. I said that if Marcus Smart going to Memphis, he's going to be a help to Ja, and Scott is a little hesitant to say that. What do you think?
I mean, what I think he really does is he fills the void that Ja Morant's leaving, at least while he's suspended. And then the intrigue will come when Ja Morant comes back. I think the two of them could play together on the court, obviously, because you could just put Ja off the ball and then have Marcus on point. But it's one of those situations where I think the Grizzlies are going to be trying to tread water regardless. And I think Marcus Smart definitely makes them a better team than they were. But as far as them being able to take that next step, I think that's the part that remains to be seen. And I'm not sure that they could really do that even when they get Ja Morant back from that suspension.
Can Marcus Smart help him get straight?
I think so, because he's been in a situation in Boston where he kind of had to be that guy that had to learn to get it straight. And he eventually did, and he ended up playing a vital role for the Celtics. And I think it's something where he could very well be that kind of veteran guy that Ja needs to be looking at and, you know, could be like, hey, man, get it together so that way when you come back, we could do some stuff.
One of the interesting things, and this has been on my mind for a while, and I've talked to Scott about it a couple of times as well, and we're trying to figure out you know, what the future holds. Up where you are, Carl Anthony Towns, Cat, what's the chances that he's a Minnesota Timberwolves by the end of the year?
I think less than 50%.
I'm getting that same feeling. Yeah, and
I mean, the rumors have been around here, and it's one of those things. That's the move they're going to have to make, because they already are tied into Gobert. And as I've said before, Anthony Edwards, he has to be your face of your team at this point. You took him at the number one pick. He's finally maturing into that guy that can play a number one role on a team. And that's who, if I'm Minnesota, I should be trying to build around. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to get the best, necessarily a great package back in return for Carl Anthony Towns, but they could definitely get something back. And that's the one thing they're missing right now, is they don't really have much draft capital because of that Rudy Gobert trade. And that's something they might have to try and reacquire in some manner. And that might be the one route to go in order to do so.
Same draft class, your Atlanta Hawks, Trae Young. I don't think his future is along in Atlanta. I think he's a better player than what some people give him credit for, but probably still a handful. What's his chance of being with the Atlanta Hawks by the end of the year?
See, I think Trae Young stays in Atlanta because I think he's too much a part of that team right now. And you got to also remember, too, they just brought in Quinn Snyder late last season. And he's going to have a first full year here of working with Trae Young. And, you know, he was in Utah and he managed to work with Donovan Mitchell there. So I think it's something where if you're the Atlanta Hawks, at the very least, I think you keep Trae around and you try to see if that can coexist. And then if it doesn't and you want to commit to Quinn Snyder being your coach long term, then maybe at that point you explore a move. But I think for the time being, I think you got to keep Trae Young around and allow him to grow, because I'm not quite sure he's in the prime of his career yet.
Victor Wembanyama for B Styles. Yeah. What's going to be the headlines at the end of the NBA season this year with him?
I think he'll easily be rookie of the year. And that's regardless of what San Antonio does, because I think he's going to get his. And I think it's going to be one of those things where Greg Popovich knows exactly what he's getting here, and he's going to coach it as such. It's going to be something where I think Wembanyama gets better as the season progresses, but I also think they're not going to overwork him to the point where it could lead to potential injuries down the road. I think they're going to be smart about how many games he plays, and in terms of the production they get, I think they're going to know exactly how to utilize him, because they've seen his skill set and they're used to, you know, that whole adjustment of having international players coming into San Antonio. I don't think they're really going to miss a beat in that regard.
We are pretty much six games away from being at the halfway point, Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. Who's the best team? Who's the biggest disappointment?
I think the best team right now is probably the Tampa Bay Rays, just because of the start they got off to, and where, and the fact that they've been able to remain consistent, and they've had the pitching all year. And it seems like they finally got a nucleus that they're able to build around there between a Rosarena and Wander Franco. As far as a team that's disappointing, I think San Diego's got to be the first place you look, because, you know, they made that trade for Juan Soto last year. They got to the NLCS, you know, before losing to Philadelphia. They go out, they get Xander Bogaerts. It's one of those things where you're thinking, okay, maybe they finally dethrone the Dodgers, take that next step. And they just, not only are they kind of taking a step back, but you see teams like Arizona and San Francisco ahead of them, as well as LA in their division. So I think it's something where the Padres definitely aren't out of it, but I'm a little surprised that they aren't better than I thought they would be at this point.
What can the White Sox do to turn this around and maybe have a better second half than they have in the first?
They're going to need more from their pitching, for sure. And it's got to be something where some of these guys, whether it be a Tim Anderson or Eloy Jimenez, they're going to have to get it going with the bats and get back to where they were 2 years ago. Otherwise, if they continue to go south there and they lack the run production, then it's going to be something where they're going to ultimately fall further back in that division.
I have a minute left. Two Chicago Bulls. Yep. Lamar Ball going to play for Chicago ever again? And two, what can they do tonight to help Lonzo Ball? Sorry. What can they do tonight to help themselves?
Well, they can't really do anything tonight
because they don't have any draft picks.
They traded their first-round pick when they got Vucevic, and they had to forfeit their second-round pick because of the whole Lonzo Ball situation. With regard to Lonzo, I hope he can come back, but honestly, who knows? My fear is it's career-threatening at this point, just because we've seen what happened with Derrick Rose when he dealt with his knee injuries. We saw what happened with Luol Deng, and he had to get that spinal tap years ago. They got to do a better job at being able to keep guys healthy. And it's one of those situations where hopefully Lonzo could get back. And first and foremost, you just hope that he's able to walk and just function again. And then at that point, you kind of worry about the basketball. And if he could come back and play for you, provide production, great. But if they can't, then they're going to have to look down the road at trying to find a point guard that could play alongside Zach and DeMar.
They're going to have to do it quickly too. B, as always, thank you very much. We are going to, Scott and I are going to be back
Wednesday after the 4th.
After the 4th. So we will talk to you on that Friday, my friend.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good 4th.
You too, buddy.
See you,
B. B Styles. It's always nice. A lot of stuff. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700, The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Scott and I, last segment. For local sports radio. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we do. That is what we do. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott sitting across from me. Good to have you in here, buddy.
Good to be here.
Glad it is Thursday. We got some time off coming up. We'll talk about that in a second. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twitter is at @ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, and at @HappyHour_SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. You're going to get Twins and Tigers on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Monday, Tuesday, you're going to get Twins and Braves. Those are going to be 5:30 pregames because we are on vacation until July 5th. And we'll be back in here better than ever with a lot of stories to tell. That being said, I want to thank Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls is Iowa's intelligent building solution company, provides designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Go to woodmancontrols.com and look up the above items on what you can do and what they all offer. You can also look for employment opportunities and development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. I want to thank them, Northwest Bank and Heritage Building Maintenance, for being part of the program.
Do you know what the Kennedy Center honorees are?
No. I don't know who they are, but yes.
As of recent, like we saw, Hart did a tribute to Led Zeppelin for Stairway to Heaven. I mean, because Led Zeppelin was introduced. Because it's the Kennedy Center honoree, as they say, it is, it's so worded so wonderfully here. Kennedy Center phrases it as an artist who has made an impact on the rich tapestry of American life and culture throughout the performing arts. This year, Billy Crystal.
Love Billy Crystal.
Okay. Barry Gibb.
Of the Bee Gees.
Of the Bee Gees, singer-songwriter. Dionne Warwick.
Big deal.
Okay.
Different gal after music.
Right, right. Evidently, opera star Renee Fleming. Not familiar with that one. I'm sure we've heard her work.
Yeah.
But the last one that rounds it out, threw me. Totally, she is a pioneer, an actress, wow. Queen Latifah.
Oh, love Queen Latifah.
I do too. But it just, it always seems to be, how do I say this? The award seems to go to people waning in age, if you know what I mean. It's like, oh, you know what, we're on the back nine. We might want to go ahead and take care of this. Whereas that's pretty cutting edge to me to have. To have her part of it, but well-deserving.
Who has changed Equalizer. To make me, I like Queen Latifah. I think she's funny. I think she's talented. She was a beacon for women moving into the rap. You don't have Mary J. Blige and all those without Queen Latifah.
But no, I thought that was to. I'm like, yeah, okay, Billy Crystal, yep, Dionne Warwick, yep, Bee Gees, and then I went, huh, that to me that's cutting edge. That's not just it's time. To give the award that was impressive.
Speaking of music,
yes,
and I've had the pleasure. I've seen two concerts at Red Rocks in Denver, just outside of Denver.
What is it?
It's an amphitheater,
a natural made amphitheater.
Amphitheater made into a mountain, yes. Or cut into a mountain.
Yes, the acoustics are amazing.
I got to see Depeche Mode twice there.
Wow.
Now this that you know sends
what?
It that's...
If there's a bucket when I wake up in the morning and go, okay, what word are you gonna hear today? You can put a dollar in and win a thousand. Depeche Mode. That was not one of them.
Pink Floyd Depeche Mode was my listening things back and Pink Floyd still, but not so much Depeche Mode as much. But I still listen. It's in my rotation.
Yes.
And this is the thing about Red Rocks. It is one of the most beautiful places to listen to a concert. It's one of the most beautiful parks, all that, where you have to park and where you have to walk to. And the fact that you're getting golf ball sized hell raining down on top of your head, like they did last night, not a fun concert to be at.
No, you're a little bit exposed.
Seven people were taken to the hospital and 80 to 90 more were injured after hailstorm pummeled Red Rocks. One concert goer described the scene as straight out of a horror movie, 6-inch in diameter hail.
Good Lord.
Little snowballs.
No, ice. Yeah. Ice. Yes. Ouch. Wow. Okay.
I thought that was
note
very
to self. I'm going to check out the forecast before I run
before
out
you
there.
Go.
So.
This is one that you brought up yesterday.
I did.
Here's some backstory to this. So ESPN Radio, as of 2017, Mike and Mike disbanded in 2017.
Yes.
If you read between the lines, maybe a little bit of a power play by Mike Greenberg to enhance his career and not care about Mike Golic.
Yes.
This doesn't matter on this part. But in the years since, so that would put this up to 2023, so that would be 6 going on 7 years. They're now going to be starting their fourth different morning show since they are getting ready to cancel Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Well, and Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max seemed like it was, okay, we're going to go to the pantry, what's left, and fill that spot.
Yeah, and the really funny thing, I really like J. Will, but I want J. Will talking about basketball. I love listening to Keyshawn. I want him talking about football. And if Max isn't talking about boxing, he brings nothing to the table. And so it was a weird fit. And it just never – they had days that it worked, but then they had days that it was really bad. And it's really interesting to stuff like that. So this is what I've been waiting all day. And I don't even know how big of a chocolate guy. So this may be
chocolate?
Yeah.
Like a chocolate stout? Like a nice night?
No.
Oh, like a.
Okay. You have to. You can only keep one.
Oh.
Butterfinger, Kit Kat, okay. Twix, and Baby Ruth.
Oh, man.
I don't even know if you're a chocolate bar guy.
Well, but see, you're not. You're getting past chocolate bar. Now you're getting into candy cane. No, I'm actually a Twix dude. I really do like a nice Twix that's been in the freezer.
I think that would be between my two, either a Kit Kat or a Twix. And I agree with you, in the freezer is the best way to. I'm not a Butterfinger guy at all.
When I could tolerate ice cream back in the day, a Butterfinger Blizzard was delightful.
Yeah. Baby Ruth is I don't know. It just
okay. Look, I love them all, dude.
Snickers my go to. I mean, but I'm with you though. I kind of like Twix.
Twix, it's got a good, it's a good clean snap. Good.
I thought
cookie bar.
I really thought that was an interesting one to see what you would say there. I saw this. So Cyclone Nation, Women's Cyclone Nation, has been showing all these and the We Will Collective for the freshman women's basketball team.
All the camps have been
No, the freshman, incoming freshman girls for Iowa State. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9. No wonder they either had to, maybe some people that left, they just said, we got a really good class coming in. And you guys seem not to be happy on social media, so you guys are okay to leave. That's a lot of freshmen.
So, but that was, wow, that is a lot of freshmen.
That's their incoming freshmen.
That's not like they went, we need to fill some spots. Let's throw some freshmen in. Are you going to admit the silence out of Ames that maybe Bill knew what he was doing?
I still don't like the silence that came out, because when you do something like that,
right,
give these girls credit, because now you've put these girls under an awful lot of pressure. I mean, that's a large group.
That is awesome.
But they got some talent. I'm telling you, Audie
Cooks, man. I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be very, very interesting to see. I'm apologizing for something. Yep. I've been very angry at this gentleman.
Yes.
And it hurts me because I grew up and loved him, but I think he's a tad too old to be a main spokesman. Dick Vitale had some more issues come up with his vocal cords,
yes,
where he's had to undergo a lot of stuff, and now he has to undergo two more surgeries that they don't know. So
yeah.
I'm sad about that. I think that needs to put some perspective towards him to, you know, maybe change your vernacular a little bit and not always be protecting all your buddies and actually go back to being Dick Vitale. But I hope for the best, because he is good for about – it's getting to be that time for Dick Vitale, just like it is that time for Lee Corso. It comes a point in time where you have to go, we love you.
Right.
But, yeah.
Right. I know.
I don't want to be mean, but,
Well, I think Dick still has his opinions and such, but he's earned the right to still have his opinions. You just hope that he doesn't tarnish what he had for so many years.
Yeah, I agree. We got 20 seconds. In the last two nights, I've seen two of the most horrendous baseball calls get overturned that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
A catcher blocking home plate. And in both of these plays, the catcher was in front of home plate with a throw, letting the throw come to him and trying to tag people out, which he did. And they called them safe on both because he was blocking the plate. Major League Baseball is in trouble because they thought, okay, we're taking balls and strikes away from you.
Right.
Now they have to take plays away from them. You don't need them at all.
I agree.
It is crazy what they're letting them do. You have been listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. There is no one. Scott and I are so happy that you come in and listen. We love doing this and we enjoy it. We're going to miss it. We'll be back on July 5th, 101.3, 1700.